Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. This is the list and your boy for May 10th, 2024. We got plenty of stuff to talk about, but most importantly, we're taking your questions via Super Chat, via Humper Chat here at youtube.com/Fightful, Fightful.com, and HumperChats.com. The benefit of Humper Chats is that you can leave those before we go on the air, like, say, for tonight's post-AEW show. You can go ahead and get those in. But we've got plenty to talk about. There was a big FightfulSelect.com report that just dropped addressing a lot of the rumors, conjecture, discussion that we've been hearing about AEW, Warner Brothers Discovery, Collision, all that good stuff. Jimmy Vann's here. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing good, Sean Rossap. You're finding out what it's like to cheer for the Maple Leafs.
I sure am. I sure am. How the Oilers doing right now?
So I mentioned this on Twitter. I am not a fair weather fan. Until they lose four, I remain faithful. And so sure. they've lost two. They got to lose four. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something, Sean. The fan base in Toronto, Canada right now, whoo. Oh boy.
Yeah, they're way more obnoxious than you and your Twitter activity. Let me tell you, they're
way more.
Yeah, it's definitely not weird that a person that lives in Toronto just hate tweets about Toronto Maple Leafs fans. That is definitely not obnoxious at all.
Fan base is awful. It's awful. I want to start before we get into the AEW news. I want to start with a shout out to superstar Billy Graham and his wife, Valerie Coleman. Wayne Coleman is his real name. So he's going to be 80 in June. His health has not been good. From what I hear, they're hoping for a miracle right now. I actually had very brief dealings with superstar Billy Graham and Valerie years ago. He was looking for pictures. I've told you this before, I think. He was looking for pictures for his biography, and he didn't remember a lot of his career at that point. And so a mutual friend connected us. I had a stack of magazines. I went through them. I found stories and pictures for him, and I sent them to him. And we didn't correspond a ton, but whatever we did, he was super awesome. And Valerie was super awesome as well. And so well wishes to them. He's not doing well from what I hear.
Definitely hope that he gets better. Somebody says, why did I say 2024? Maybe I'm thinking ahead to 2024 with the date, but who gives a shit? We're here to talk pro wrestling. And more importantly, we're here to talk what you guys want to talk about. A reminder right after this, over on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. We're going to have the post show. Just this morning, we had more FightfulSelect.com stories confirmed. Goldberg in talks to do a match in Israel. Lots of cool stuff going on. But FightfulSelect.com, always on top of it. Drop that $5, my friends. It's well worth it.
How's the wrestling fan base in Israel? Like, is there a big demand in Israel?
So funny enough, I had heard that those shows, relatively speaking, didn't seem like they'd be budgeted for a Goldberg type of thing. And I met the guy who's pitching it in LA.
Bassman.
No, it's not Rick Bassman.
No.
He just mentioned that they're doing their thing over there, but he told me how much he had offered Ric Flair before the Conrad thing came along, but yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk AEW business, because I think this next week is going to be a tough one for the haters that are wishing for AEW's demise.
Are you kidding me, man? They are going to think of anything that they can.
Probably.
They'll probably even use my report, which is not a report that is bad on AEW whatsoever. You've read it, Jimmy. It manages some expectations, so to speak. But again, FightfulSelect.com. Go over there, get the full story. Ricardo says it's the best $5 he spends. Listen, if you don't have $5, I understand it, but steal money from someone. That's what I'm saying. Steal someone's credit card, steal $5 out of someone's wallet, and subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Go without eating, go without gas to get to your job. Do whatever it is you can to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com.
There you go. Assault somebody on the street. Pickpocket them on the subway.
Anything that you can.
To
do this. Because who knows if you'll live to see tomorrow, right? And at least if you do, you will have supported us. And that's the most important thing.
So next Wednesday, May 17, Warner Brothers Discovery is going to be doing their upfront presentation at the theater in Madison Square Garden in New York. And if you're wondering what the hell is the upfronts, that is when the networks present their upcoming television schedule, and they present it to advertisers and media buyers and to the press. And it is widely expected that Warner Brothers Discovery is going to announce some sort of new deal with AEW by that time.
Reported by FightfulSelect.com.
There you go. Before I kind of elaborate on my expectation or what I think is coming down the pipe, why don't you tell us what you've been hearing about this whole thing?
So Fightful Select had reported whatever day it was that they announced Wintrust was a day that Fightful Select had reported that we had heard that week, the week of Wintrust, which we now know to be a Forbidden Door and Collision and all this stuff,
we heard that week was going to be a big one, and we heard that May 17th was going to be a big date. Well, I looked around at the schedule, and I saw upfronts that day and Dynamite. Well, that looks to be the date that Collision is going to be announced. I think people need to manage their expectations on an all-encompassing deal. Not saying it's out of the realm of possibility, because a lot can happen between now and then. Like maybe Tuesday they come to an all-encompassing deal. To the best of my knowledge, and let me be very, very clear, everything you're hearing about this right now is a lot of conjecture, a lot of internal rumors, because WBD and AEW are bound by some agreements, I'm sure.
Sure. Yep.
To prevent this, the actual facts of the information coming out. I have yet to hear a number from AEW. I have yet to hear a number from WBD, but I would imagine that this is a new deal for Collision that extends the WBD AEW partnership, but I don't know if it extends Dynamite yet.
Right. Okay. Well, this past Monday, May 8th, there was a story in the Hollywood Reporter that bodes really well for AEW. It was a story about how Warner Brothers Discovery is leaning into live sport because the overall ad market is still in a downturn, but live sports have proven to be resilient. The story did not mention AEW. It mentioned Warner Brothers' other sports partners like the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball and March Madness. But the story is unquestionably good news for AEW because pro wrestling is considered live sport. I mean, that's what WWE's been considered, USA Network, and AEW's considered. Now, you mentioned that there's rumors making the rounds, and you know, until anything is confirmed, we don't really need to address them. But AEW's current deal that they're on right now is for about $44 million a year. It does not include pay-per-view, and there is no streaming deal yet. I think that it's very realistic to suggest that they're going to do 3X or 4X on their next deal, which will include streaming because they don't have any streaming right now, and maybe pay-per-view. But I think it's very likely they're going to do 3X or 4X on their next deal. And we've talked about this before. That is going to change wrestling. Like, the landscape of pro wrestling in the U.S. is going to change when they get that new deal.
Oh, yeah. I know the number 1 billion, 1.1, 1.2 is being thrown around there. And again, not confirmed to the best of my knowledge. That is meaning when you extrapolate what Dynamite likely will be, what Rampage will be, All Access, maybe even the pay-per-view number thrown in there. And objectively, I don't care how many concurrent billion-dollar deals WWE has, that for AEW and any number two company is insane.
Oh, it's very good.
It's a great number. It's a great number. And it's a number that, you know, a lot of pundits and people have been like hesitant to say. It's like, do you want to say the B word? Do you really want to say that? Because it's crazy to even think when TNA could barely keep their TV deal afloat a few years ago, you've got a good number two, possibly over the next year or so, anchoring down billion. That's wild. But as far as I know, it's the Collision deal that's going to be announced, which likely will be, you know, a portion of that.
Yeah, and if they do, let's say they do see a billion over 5 years, even though that sounds impressive, that's a good deal for Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah, like thank God for Will Washington, right?
Yeah, thank God for Will Washington. But if it's a deal that includes TV and streaming and potentially pay-per-view, $200 million is a good deal for Warner Brothers when you look at what they're able to get every week in the key demo. They're top five pretty much every week in the key demos. That's pretty good. Now, I talked about how this is going to change the landscape. Right now, AEW, they cover certain costs that WWE typically does not. And Tony Khan has acknowledged this. They cover hotels. They cover rental cars. WWE's never done that. AEW also has shown a willingness to treat talent, at least certain talent, as employees. They've acknowledged it with a guy like Jericho, with a guy like Moxley, with the Bucks. They've been willing to give them benefits, maybe even retirement. None of this stuff WWE has ever wanted to touch historically. Yeah.
Sounds now, nice.
Yeah, and WWE does cover medical bills.
Yes.
For surgeries and stuff, but they've never wanted to cover this other stuff. They still, to my knowledge, don't even cover hotels and rental cars. They're going to be forced to change.
In some situations, they do. I need to dig in more about that. Because, I mean, when talent are all staying at the same hotel, Like, I mean, I feel like there'd be a whole lot of talent that would just choose to go elsewhere. I know that on some big weekends, that is covered by WWE because they don't want, you know, they don't want Bianca Belair staying an hour away from the venue when she's got media in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I think week to week though, on the live event tour, they still have to cover their own stuff. But if you look at a guy like Drew McIntyre, as an example, when Drew McIntyre's deal comes up, if you've got WWE and AEW offering you the same money, but AEW is throwing in these extras, you're probably going to consider a move, right? Like if you're a guy like Drew McIntyre, it's going to change the landscape. It's good news for talent. You have anything else to add to that whole thing?
There's a lot. It will change the landscape. It will absolutely adjust things. And I think this is going to be a topic that we cover throughout the whole show, but it's going to change a lot of things. And we don't know, and right now WWE talent doesn't know, what the Endeavor acquisition does for them. I think that's probably based on, hey, here's another FightfulSelect.com report for you this past week. Drew McIntyre, over the last week, I had reported, like right now, he doesn't really know what a negotiation with WWE is going to look like because they're going to be categorically different than his last couple, right?
Right, sure.
In 2019, the money that was being offered, and how funny is this, Jimmy? When the Good Brothers made $700,000, people go, whoa, what? $700,000? No way. Revival? $850,000 offered each? What? No way. And this is when AEW is starting, right? Well, then what happens a couple years later after the pandemic? We start hearing about guys picking WWE over AEW, and the numbers we hear are 2, 3, 4 million, Jimmy? That used to be like top main event, main eventing WrestleMania all the time level money. Now, I'm not saying everybody's getting that amount, but Triple H went on record saying that the minimum is $250,000 now.
He did?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He said that. So, I mean, and I know that a mid-card AEW talent, I would even say a lower card AEW talent, signed for over $400,000 a year recently. So, I mean, we're starting to see things that are changing. And first off, I want to say hell yeah for the talent. Hell yeah for them. And AEW's business model is way different than WWE's business model. Like, Tony Khan did not need to start AEW.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels.
All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Any stretch of the imagination. And I would imagine the rev share as opposed to WWE is a lot different. Somebody's saying Brian Cage getting that bag. That's not who I'm referring to. I don't even want that conjecture out there at all. If I could say who it was, I would, but... is this really great for the talent? We got some super chats, humper chats. Somebody saying Maple Leafs are legit the most annoying fan base. Well, guess what? Whoever your least favorite team is, that's the most annoying fan base. Caden says, I legit stole my dad's credit card for this super chat. Caden, you make me more proud every day. Do you think that Danielson and Jericho will go back to WWE, says Spencer? I think that we have not seen the last appearance in WWE for either one of them in some capacity.
I mean, they're both going in the Hall of Fame. There's no question.
Sure. Lord Blake OB says, RIP, going in Raw's enforcer, Stevie Bradley. Yeah, rest in peace, Stevie Bradley. I had nothing but positive interactions with him and the going in Raw team. Steve and Larson are wonderful people. They keep wonderful company. Got nothing but love for them. And rest in peace to Stevie. It's heartbreaking, man. It's heartbreaking to see that. We got Chad saying, TD Garden, a potential sign of a big Monet signing. Maybe they feel confident that they're anchoring down a deal. They have to know at this point, Jimmy, when AEW books that venue, that's going to happen.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, I'm sure they've had discussions, right? I'm sure they probably have. And she holds all the cards. It's basically whatever she decides to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she does hold all the cards there. KE775 says, is Seth the first world heavyweight champion, or is that too simple and mucks things up? I think he should be.
Oh, yeah.
He can say, one, that he's never lost to Brock Lesnar. I felt like he should have beaten Cody. I felt like he should have pinned Cody along the way to do it.
I think it'll be, and I want to talk more about the world heavyweight title later, but I think it'll be Rollins' Edge in the final.
Somebody's saying... Meltzer reporting the deal will be announced. Homeboy Sean Ross Sapp reported that it was going to be announced a couple weeks ago. KE775 says, random NXT question. If Carmelo beats Braun in 2 weeks, do you think Braun comes up? Seems like he would have done all he could there. Well, if it's going to happen in 2 weeks, why the hell wouldn't they have just called him up prior to that? You know what I mean?
Like, in the draft.
And why wouldn't they have just scooted all this up a little bit ahead?
Yeah, they could have done it in the draft. I mean, I feel like he's done all he can do. He's still pretty new to it, but he's done pretty much all he can do down there. So, I don't know. Maybe after SummerSlam. Who knows?
Guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats. Jacob says, do you think the CM Punk return should be announced along with the Collision announcement to assure the fans the premieres must see? Yes, I do. We have some CM Punk news on that report on FightfulSelect.com as well. I know a lot of people are pointing to the Meltzer report. Ours is a very, very expansive report that has stuff about WBD, Collision, WWE, CM Punk, all that. And since I published that report, I got even more CM Punk news that you guys are going to want to hear about on Thursday. But yeah, I think they should announce CM Punk's return at Upfronts along with this deal, Jimmy, really maximize the interest in this.
Do you think Punk shows up at the Upfronts? Because they always have a cast of characters from the shows there.
I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
That'd be interesting. And at MSG, it's not like in the arena, but it's still MSG.
Yeah. New Punk Rant says it's a marathon, not a sprint. 4 years later, they are coasting. AEW is winning. Glad I got to see it from day one. Can't wait to go to Double or Nothing in Vegas. I wouldn't say WWE is coasting. They have had to deal with, okay, if we're going to use a traffic comparison. They've had to deal with some speed bumps and some roadblocks in the form of an 80-year-old man who just won't get the hell out of the way. They've had to deal with a hiring freeze. I don't think that WWE's been coasting. Look at what they did with that PLE on Sunday.
And they are going to be getting an increase on their next rights.
Of course.
They're going to be. So,
of course they are. LM Arthur Steele says, new show name, List in LaShankla. Oh, Jesus Christ. But no, for real, Fightful Power Hour or Fightful Ever. Great seeing you all. I tried to go with Fightful Live, but Jimmy said, well, we got a lot of live shows. How will they know?
Well, I never said, how will they know? I never said that. You're putting words in my mouth. Never said that. I said, we have a lot of live shows.
We do have a lot of live shows, but yeah. I mean. Anonymous says, first Humper Chat, Sean, any news on if Punk and Kenny and the Bucks are making up or if it's still in the air? Keep up the great work. P.S. No, that was Mike the Jeweler. I think that was. Who the hell was it that sent me? I think it was Mike the Jeweler that sent that. I believe so. He says, when am I icing out that Nike logo? Hopefully sooner than later. He actually sent a few of these. So as far as Kenny and Punk, I'll put it like this. There's no reason for anybody, any of them, to tell the world that they've made up. There's no benefit. In fact, it's a detriment. And I mean, like, if they have had some secret meeting, which I'm not saying that they have, but say they did have a secret meeting. It's not a benefit to them for them to tell anybody, and I mean anybody, I mean friends, anybody, to risk the possibility of it leaking to a guy like me. And there's no benefit for the Elite to want to make up with him until they land new deals, lucrative new deals, based on the leverage of that. So I haven't heard of anything yet. But there would also be no benefit in me hearing of that. It'd be a great benefit to me, but.
I agree, especially, can you imagine if no one hears anything? Because right now, everybody's talking about AEW getting a new TV deal, and they are going to get a new TV deal at some point. It's not going to be a big shock when it's announced. If they are able to keep that quiet, and next thing you know, 1 week, the Elite's in the ring, and here comes CM Punk down the aisle, crowd would go apeshit if they were able to keep that a secret. So I agree, and you're right about the contract leverage as well.
Mike sent in a couple more as well. It says, after Backlash, LWO should be featured more. Bianca should go heel to reinvigorate her character. Io should become a face, turn on Bayley, become a single star. And Zelina's face run is refreshing. She should go up the card and be involved, but not win Money in the Bank. I agree with all those. I love the LWO. They are objectively a huge deal right now. Zelina proved that she could hang in the ring and compete at a high level. I think that Bianca should go heel, especially after that. That is the catalyst for her to go heel, Jimmy. And it's a catalyst for Io to go babyface. I loved the dynamic there. And I think that Bianca could be a great heel.
So this is one of the things on my list today. What did you think of Bianca getting the John Cena treatment in Puerto Rico? What did you think of that? Were you surprised by that?
No, I loved it. I thought everything they handled besides the main event placement was great. Yes. In Puerto Rico.
Well, were you surprised that Bianca got that reaction?
No, not really.
Really?
I could kind of see. I mean, I should say I wasn't surprised that Io got cheered. I didn't expect Bianca to get booed, but if you look at it, like after the match, they were showing Bianca respect. So I thought that was kind of cool how they did that.
Interesting.
Yulimi says, on the Backlash post show, you asked why Corbin was so over in Paris. It comes from a French YouTuber named Sturry who asked the subscribers to cheer for Corbin. He's the one that came up with the Butch chants in Paris last year. That's pretty cool. I love that. And I mean, that you can tell that was a special night for Baron Corbin. And I think that that's very cool too, because regardless of the horrible creative he's always been given, he has worked hard.
You know what? I got Corbin on my list, so let me throw this at you. So somebody just mentioned that a podcast in France, this is probably the same one. He did a podcast called Catch Club City when they were in Paris. And he talked about how he would love to get back to the grittiness of the Lone Wolf character. Mm-hmm. Then that got me thinking about Karrion Kross, because we've talked about this before. So Karrion Kross, he is going nowhere fast. He has not connected since they brought him back. He just put over Shinsuke Nakamura clean on SmackDown last week. Nothing going on. Baron Corbin, nothing going on. What do you think about them forming a tag team? Karrion Kross, maybe he shaves the head because I think he's more intimidating with the shaved head. Lone Wolf, Baron Corbin, maybe they form a tag team.
I would like that. I also saw somebody mention Zion Quinn and Von Wagner like being a team underneath Baron Corbin. I don't hate that idea either. I don't know what those guys are going to do individually, but I think that Kross and Corbin would make a good team.
They could. Similar size. So. And they both have like a background in legitimate fighting as well. Like it could, you know, that could be a good tag team.
Aaron says, hi, Sean. Jimmy, do you know if CM Punk will be at All In? I'm so excited to go. Much love from Ireland. I would assume if he's back by then, they would want to book him for All In. I'm positive he'll be at All Out because that's Chicago. But, you know, I think that they probably should book him for that and just keep him away from.
Yeah.
Blue Fox says, have you heard what WWE talent management are saying in regards to AEW getting over 60K for Wembley? Well, the WWE management, the naysayers within WWE have been very, very quiet about AEW and Wembley since these numbers have been announced. Because before that, they were like, oh, this is going to be hard to do. It's going to be hard to do. And then all of a sudden, they've got this insane number of tickets they're selling. Talent has always been very supportive of AEW. Talent and WWE and AEW want the other to do well, vice versa, by and large. Because yeah, they know they are one situation away from being with the competition.
Right.
That you never know how that's going to work. But, yeah. We got Glassdoor Gamer says, what factors is at play in the Bucks, Kenny, negotiating with AEW that some of the Elite's friends have been employed by TK? Why? Well, I mean, I think that they got to watch out for themselves more than anything. For example, QT Marshall's a friend of Cody's. Cody left. QT's still doing great in AEW. Eloquent says, do you think AEW and Impact work together again? Yeah, absolutely. Sam says, love billion-dollar deals. Let's go AEW. Kate says, the list in the biz. That is a horrible name, Kate. That is not going to happen.
Is that Kate Hensler?
Yeah, of course.
Come on.
Maybe don't say her last name on the air. She doesn't use that on the air anymore. Good job, Jimmy.
Kate Elizabeth. I'm sorry.
Good job, Jimmy. Everybody heard it. Now she's going to get doxxed. Good job.
But you
support
could go,
women.
You could go back and look at old stuff and it was there, but I apologize.
Mike the Jeweler says, once Collision begins, will there be a separate championship belt for MJF or will they be on both shows? So FightfulSelect.com reported the best I heard was that it was not going to be a hard brand split or anything like that.
Sean Rossap apology. Look at her handle right now.
Muted. Support women. Gillamy says on the, actually we read that one. Martin
apology.
Says, a simple message to say thank you for all the great work the team do at Fightful. More polished these days, but just as entertaining as you were day one. We don't do as many bits. There is a bit I filmed in front
apology.
Of Jimmy. There's a bit I filmed in front of Jimmy, mind you, in his office. Where I beat another human with a novelty-sized dildo, Jimmy.
It's a pretty bad roll-up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get those produced eventually. I filmed those like a year ago. We got New Punk Rants says, AEW is coasting, not WWE. It's a marathon, not a sprint, as in reference to AEW. I don't care about WWE. Any news on the video game by chance? No news on the video game yet, but I don't... I think that AEW is probably about to kick it into high gear. I think they're really, I would expect it with the stuff that they have announced.
Expectation is going to be through the roof for that game. After all this, it's going to be through the roof.
Aaron says, I would think so, but will Collision be on Fight? That I don't have information for. Those are completely different deals. Luis says, speaking of bits, send in your bits on Twitch. Luis, I do not read those on shows that I produce. That's why I don't promote them. Jake says, did you just mute Jimmy? Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's very ignorant at times. I'm sorry.
Nicholas says, do you know how much WWE makes with their TV rights deal currently? Also, what do you predict money? Are you looking around your room to mute me?
I was looking at the screen. I guess I can't do it. It's unfortunate.
Nicholas says, do you know how much WWE makes with their TV rights deal? They have multiple concurrent billion-dollar deals.
Who's he talking about?
WWE. Yeah.
Last I saw, it was like $265 for Raw a year, $250-ish for SmackDown, and then I think it was another, might have been another $200 a year for Peacock. I think. So what is that, 700-ish?
And what do you think that they'll get?
Billion a year, all in.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. CJ Lilly says, ASRS, where's Alexa? I mean, she... Meltzer reported there was a hiatus a while back, and she popped up and was like, no hiatus, and then has not been back since. From what I understood, was that she was tied to the Bray thing. She was taking some time off after Royal Rumble, then Bray took time off a month later, and then here we are. I can't say that's still the case. Says, why is Natalya in the match? It seems like she's a substitute for them. For yet again, not having Alexa back. I don't think that Alexa was planned for that spot. But Natalya is there because they needed a contender. They needed a former champion, somebody that everybody knew, somebody with a fresh slate on a brand. But what they should have done is have her win a match or two, for the love of God.
That'd be ideal.
She's not won a singles match on WWE main roster TV since a dungeon match with Aaliyah. Mm. Before that, it's been 2 years. And now, Mr. CJ Lilly, you're pointing out that the time left on her contract. We don't know what has been frozen, what has been, you know, furthered or anything like that.
Who are we talking about?
Alexa.
Alexa. Okay.
The Ted Funk or Fed Funk says, robbed a bank at your suggestion, being chased by cops. I heard I got one call. Your number? Need help. If no number, can you tell me who you think Punk will face on the first episode of Collision? I can tell you who I think that is on FightfulSelect.com tomorrow when I get it confirmed. If you want to send another chat that I can actually answer, you're more than welcome to do that. But I think it'll be somebody that fans will be interested in. Bear Hudson says, where do WWE stand as it relates to potential free agents or people they may want to re-sign? And could Triple H sign a free agent without Vince? It is very confusing to me that anybody would say, or even put out there, that there hasn't been a hiring freeze. Because for 5 months, Jimmy, they haven't hired any main roster talent. And in fact, some of the recruits they signed were told, sorry, we can't now.
Right.
Before that, in the 3 or 4 months prior to that, there were 20 main roster talent signed. To me, that isn't just something that happens. You don't just load up with 20 of them and then sign none over 5 months. So, yeah, I think they're affected by that.
Does Hunter have any flexibility at all? Or does he have to go to Vince for everything, as far as what you've heard?
Right now, I haven't heard anything like that. But I think that if he had the ability to just sign people, then he would just sign people. And that's unfortunate. That is, I think it's very, very unfortunate considering the nature of where everything is. But... considering the nature of where you are, Jimmy, in Canada, and the nature of where I am here in the States, the nature of where I'm going to be in a month or two, London, thankfully, we have NordVPN.com/Fightful. Look at that. You can see Jimmy's little weird background underneath him and all that stuff. Well, guess what? NordVPN makes it look like you're in a cityscape, you're in Toronto, you're in Kentucky, you're in London, you're in whatever. Because they allow you to change your virtual location with just one click. When I'm in London, I would normally miss a bunch of my shows, my favorite shows. Well, not now. Not because I've got NordVPN.com/FIFO. It allows me to log into my television service, or it allows me to hop over to London virtually and watch these shows ahead of time. It allows you to buy pay-per-views at a much more affordable rate. You can check out all kinds of their great features, block annoying pop-up ads, block malware. It works on all your devices, whether it be a router, a phone, a desktop, a laptop. Browse safely and securely on public Wi-Fi. You know you need it. I bought that UFC pay-per-view this past weekend at much less than... Jimmy, you're distracting me with that paper. Take that paper down.
Put yourself on screen.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
At a much more affordable price, thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. There's no reason you shouldn't be checking this out. Save yourself some money on all these pay-per-views you're going to be buying. Even the services that host wrestling content are more affordable with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You want to see something funny, Sean? So I had a box of old action figures kicking around, the old Remcos. And my son's getting into wrestling. So I said, you know what? I'll let him play with them, even though he's going to destroy the value. Somehow one of my daughter's doll dresses slipped into the box with the Remcos.
Oh boy.
So my son decided to redress Larry Zbyszko.
You could have put that on Naked Miss Elizabeth and given her some dignity.
Could have almost done that too. Yeah. So Larry Zbyszko, you never look better, my friend.
There you go. Brandon Joseph says NBCU and Fox up fronts are Monday. Should we expect WWE TV deal news since the exclusive negotiation windows have closed for each? Jimmy, what do you think about that?
I'm sorry, I missed the question. Say it again.
Oh, of course. It says the NBCU and Fox up fronts are Monday. Should we expect a WWE TV deal since the negotiation window is closing?
I don't know. I mean, usually by the end of June is when they do it. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they announce it. I still don't know what their plan is with SmackDown. But wouldn't surprise me. But by the end of June, for sure, I would expect that something's announced.
Guys, a reminder, get your super chats, get your humper chats in, but also leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate it. Tom Talks Rubbish, who we both appeared on his show, says, thank you both for being nice people. Nothing but love. We appreciate
I did that interview guys. Because of you, Sean Rossap.
Good. You should. That's why He's I great. Did it. He's great. Jake says, call the show the Sour Power Hour, but it's just Alex and Kate pretending to be Jimmy and Sean. Yeah, that'll put butts in the seats.
Okay, who's going to pretend to be me? I assume that Alex is you?
I think Alex will pretend to be you.
Oh, what do you pretend to be me? That'd be fascinating.
Kieran George says, what's going on with Eddie Kingston? He should be on TV more. It'd be great if he was on a part of the AEW Collision roster, given his real-life heat with Punk, but I find it doubtful. Well, he just had hernia surgery, so unfortunately, that's what he's up to right now, and hopefully he gets better soon. But yeah, that's why he's been out of action for a little while. He's been dealing with several injuries. Jake also says, I think everyone wants to hear Trips sing Machine Head by Bush. Well, I'm actually going to a Bush concert next Saturday, so maybe they'll hear it there. But you ain't getting that for $10, my friend. Hey, Sean and Jimmy, how do you guys feel about work shoot promos lately? I feel like some, including the Four Pillar ones, have felt too forced. I mean, just because they refer to some real life stuff doesn't make them work shoot promos. Like, I think it's completely fine to bring up some real life stuff because, I mean, they haven't necessarily not been a part of the character and all that. Like bringing up MJF's engagement and all that stuff. It's out there. It's a part of kayfabe now, whether or not it happened or whether or not it would have happened or not. It's out there. But I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but I haven't really enjoyed those promos specifically, but generally I don't have a problem with it. When it got to be WCW 2000, woof.
Yeah, for me, a lot of it comes down to the presentation. So like with all due respect to Sammy and with all due respect to Jungle Boy and to Darby Allin, MJF's got them 1,000 times over. Like they just can't compete with them in a promo. And so when they're out there trying to shoot with them, he could eat their lunch. So it doesn't really look that good. When I think back to some of the work shoot promos that I really enjoyed, Hunter Punk is like one of the first ones that comes to mind.
Yes.
Because they're both good, you know, they're both good and they could both hang with each other and kind of carry it. Guevara and Darby and Jungle Boy, they can't compete with MJF in a promo. So that's the problem.
Jake says, Sean, I don't see you getting 69 plus super chats off puns alone. Alex and Kate bringing the money. They are the draw. Listen, if you want to go check our Fightful Select numbers, you can.
Wow,
you're welcome to do that because if I had 69 subscribers on Fightful Select, I would jump off the top of my house.
I think Jake just made a heel turn there, Sean.
I think Jake's always been a heel. Sharks Freely says, although I don't want Dom to win Money in the Bank, it'd be a cool visual to have Rhea to put a semi-conscious Don on her shoulders, carry him up the ladder for him to grab the briefcase. I think that would be cool. I don't want it to happen. I think they have abysmally booked Money in the Bank and Money in the Bank winners about 80 to 90% of the time over the last 5 or 6 years. They need to do it right. We have had Austin Theory cash in on the U.S. title. We have had Brock like cash it in. Brock should have held that briefcase for like 6 months and just terrorized people with... He didn't even have to be there. His music could just hit and people would be like, oh, shit, he's coming to cash in on me. There were a lot of things they did wrong. I think Big E's was good. They haven't had a woman hold the Money in the Bank briefcase for a full day since Carmella's first one. They have booked it abysmally.
I mean, the best thing about Brock's run was that he used it as a boombox.
for like a week or two. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the best thing about it.
But Baron Corbin's was really, really bad. Gosh, who else? Theories was bad. Otis to the Miz. That was bad.
Yeah.
You had Braun Strowman cash in and lose. Baron Corbin cashed in and lose. I think Ambrose cashed his in the night of.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Sheamus cashed in, and that was just not good creative.
The ones that always stick out are Sandow, because he made a leather one. That was interesting. And Rollins at Mania. Everybody always goes back to Rollins at Mania. That was probably the best cash in ever.
Caden says, Dom appreciation chat. Let's go, Dom. Do you know the current status of Miro and what the latest Wembley ticket sales are? Thanks for all the great updates and info you provide. I'm asking about the Wembley stuff today. I'll see what I can find out. Miro is healthy. He's just, you know, awaiting a return. That's been the case for months and months and months. But I think there's a method to this madness. Ricardo says, put some respect on the Sour Graps peeps names. I'd rather not. Don says, I think we need a roast of SRS from staff of Fightful with guest appearances from people like Ollie of Wrestle Talk. People would get their feelings hurt way too much.
I think you would, Sean.
Oh, if Jimmy, think about the nature of my job. Think about the nature of my job.
But if it's coming from colleagues, you could be cool with that.
You know how roasts end, right? At the end of the roast, the person getting roast.
Oh, they say nice things.
Oh, no. They go up there and they completely bury everybody else there. We would be without a staff by the end of that roast because okay. I would absolutely bury everybody.
I might take a survey of the staff.
Well, that's great.
Who wants to do it?
Because we ain't fucking doing it. Jake says, I turned sour, not heel. And
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chaz Show says, just showing some love to Fightful. We'll appreciate you so much. What else you got, Jimmy?
So we already talked a little bit about Backlash in Puerto Rico. That Bad Bunny match. Tell me if you can think of another match. I think that match had the longest sustained crowd reaction of any match I've ever seen in the history of pro wrestling. Can you think of another match that sustained a crowd reaction for that long? Every time he did anything, any punch, any kick, any move, anything, the crowd went apeshit. Carlito comes out. It's like a Stone Cold 1999 when Carlito came out.
It was incredible.
It was unbelievable. That should have been the main event, but I will say something, and this is a credit to the crowd. They stayed with Cody and Brock. Like, they were good for Cody and Brock too, but Bad Bunny should have been the main event. Have you ever seen another match in any wrestling company at any time where the crowd sustained their reaction that long, like through the whole freaking match, that long?
I mean, Hogan and Rock.
Yeah, maybe.
There have been some, for sure. But I mean, if we're talking about from an overbooked perspective, I mean, my God, the crowd was there for the interference. It was there for the LWO. It was there for Carlito. It was there for Savio. I don't think they should have had Savio come out or appear backstage until we saw him
right
there.
Right.
Because that crowd knows Savio.
Yep.
They know Savio. You don't need to have him on screen before then.
Right. Yeah. That was something else. And I also want to give credit to Samantha Irvin.
Oh, because she's great.
Now, she is great, but there's a reason why I want to give her credit. So when Zelina was out there and when they did Zelina's intro and she was really emotional and the crowd was really behind her, Samantha Irvin recognized to pause and wait before she did Rhea Ripley's intro. She did a longer than normal pause before she introduced Rhea because she recognized, number one, the crowd is really hot for Zelina and Zelina is like really getting emotional. So let's just kind of ride it out. I really liked that she had the wherewithal to do that. So I thought that was pretty cool too. And let me ask you about Cody and Brock. What'd you think of the finish?
I was fine with the finish. I just think that was a middle of the card finish and not a main event finish when you had the Bad Bunny match on there.
So people were comparing it to Pewter and Kurt Angle, that finish. And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. The issue I had with the finish is Cody Rhodes on Raw had cut a promo about how Brock was a coward, supposedly.
Yeah.
So Cody pins Brock in kind of a fluky way. And what's he do?
Hold on. Pinning somebody's shoulders to the mat in any way is not a fluky way.
Okay, whatever. But afterwards, Cody tucktails and runs.
That's it. Match
Come on, he's the superstar babyface.
How many MMA fights have we seen where Brock fights somebody afterwards? Zero. He hits the bricks. He leaves.
I don't know. I feel like Cody's booking since just before WrestleMania has not been great, and I kind of question if at some point the crowd's going to turn on him the way that they've now turned on Bianca. That's my opinion. I don't think it's been great.
I don't think they're turning on him. People have been predicting that for over a year.
I'm not saying they have. I'm saying that they might.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I would not have had Cody run from after that, but I do not think that him pinning Brock in any way is fluky, cowardly. Him running.
He did.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
I don't like that creative. I don't think that's good.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great either. Okay.
Because one of the ways, as reported on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, that it was justified to me that Brock had shown that he was turning heel was that he ran from Omos during their buildup. So that is something that is cognizant and is in the mind of WWE creative.
Was that hard way, Sean? Mm-hmm. It was hard way, really.
You don't cut yourself upwards like that. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So I want to talk about potentially big news in the state of New York, because this could be interesting.
Fuck, I hope.
Yeah, so a bill has been introduced to the Senate by U.S. Senator Tim Kennedy that would direct the New York State Athletic Commission to review the need for regulation and licensing in New York for pro wrestling. The bill hasn't been voted on yet, and even if it does pass, that doesn't mean that regulation will end. It means that they're going to review it and they're going to determine if regulation is needed. I can tell you from personal experience, I used to deal with the Athletic Commission in Ontario, Canada, whenever I did indie shows. It was a pain in the ass. It caused a lot of unnecessary cost. And so I think this would probably do a lot for wrestling in New York State, both on the WWE level, the AEW level, and the independent level. What have you heard, especially say talking to independent promoters, about the handcuffs they have because of the Athletic Commission right now? Like, what do you hear about that stuff?
Well, I can tell you a lot, because I've railed against the Kentucky Commission for a long time. And I used to manage MMA fighters. I would help pro wrestling companies like sort of find talent and things like that. Pro wrestling in Kentucky is regulated just like MMA in a lot of ways. And then when I would ask the commission, Jimmy, I would be told, oh, well, they're the same. And I said, no, they're not. I've done both. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, in Kentucky, if you're inside the barricade, Jimmy, and you got a camera, you got to be licensed. If you take a bump, like, for example, Jimmy, if you come down here, or say Shaza lives in St. Louis, right? She's been wrestling for 15 years, right? She's got to come here and get licensed before she takes a bump in a training facility.
Yep.
But also, if your wife came down here and decided she wanted to be a pro wrestler, she's got to take a bump. Before she takes a bump, she's got to get licensed. The moment she gets licensed, she has the same rights in this state as Randy Orton, who was licensed 20 years ago. It's a money grab. It's always been a money grab. It's always been about control and taking money. It's never been about protecting. When I would ask people in the commission, why is this still regulated? And they say, well, we don't want somebody in like Paducah to advertise Hulk Hogan and then not have any punishment for not delivering. And I'm like, all right, at some point you have to respect the intelligence of the consumer and allow that to it is so very clearly a money grab in all these situations. And look back, like, I put Lou Fisto over a lot on Twitter. Bless that woman for helping end the regulation in Ontario, because that allowed that independent scene to explode. And I'm sure you had to deal with a lot of that stuff back
all
in the
time.
Day, Jimmy.
Yep.
All the time. And once Lou Fisto helped push that in the other direction, boy, it just opened up a whole new world for people. Wrestling should not be regulated. I do not care what Ian Rotten did 15 years ago. I do not give a shit anymore. Social media is more prevalent. It allows the spread of word to go along a lot further. It is such a bullshit thing to regulate this anymore. It is not MMA. It is not any of that stuff.
You're right. And it is definitely for the money. I saw somebody in the chat ask, what's the point? So they'll tell you it's for safety and liability. It is for the money. Do you know, because I know in Ontario, you had to have a bond for the show and you had to give a percentage of the gate to the commission in Ontario. Was that same in Kentucky and New York from what you know?
Don't know if it's the same in Kentucky now. I think it is. I'm not sure. I haven't worked a show in Kentucky since 2015, 2016. I just started to run or work in Ohio or Indiana when I wrestled. So I wouldn't know that, but I can tell you that when I was talking, I mean, I was still in contact with the Kentucky Commission regarding MMA when I covered it for Fightful, and not a lot had changed. There were big changes. Actually, our last governor, who was an absolute gobshite, a moron, one of the things that he did that was good was he pushed the commission to change a lot of things, because if you remember, WWE was not coming to Kentucky with TV. WWE looked at things and they're like, we've got to stop our matches on TV if somebody bleeds.
Right.
And they weren't doing, you know, blading then. But they were looking at things and they would go, wait a second. We can run Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Huntington, and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it's no more than 2 hours away from anybody anywhere like in Kentucky at any given time. Then they could just run like Corbin, Lexington, Louisville for house shows. Mm-hmm. And then finally we got that changed. Finally, that was adjusted and not a moment too soon, but it really hurt wrestling in Kentucky. If God bless Larry D, because if Larry D, who is retiring in November, by the way, Godspeed to him. If people like him would not have pushed to keep an independent scene at any level here in Kentucky, it would have been really, really tough. It would have been really, really rough for a lot of people. And OVW, I've tried to talk to the people who own it and be like, listen, I know that right now you guys are sort of, that they are the most prominent name in Kentucky indies. They've got some pull from a political perspective. I'm like, if you really want to improve yourself and the Kentucky scene, you will eliminate a lot of these regulations that honestly, they kind of benefit from being the big dog of all those people. And then you'll have people that are booking higher level talent all across Kentucky. You'll be able to piggyback off of them, use them for your shows, do a lot of that. It's just a lot of these companies, a lot of these commissions won't get out of their own way. And I don't have as much of experience with New York, but I can tell you that, like Joey Janela said, oh, well, they told us we could use two doors, but not three. We couldn't go through three doors.
Right.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Like, I remember having to go down there to cut checks after shows, and I think it was like 2% of the gate or something, and the bond was like $500 a show. It sounds like little money, but when you're doing a small independent show, that was like a significant dent in your income. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I imagine New York, everything costs more. So I imagine it's a pain in the butt.
Jimmy, you're talking about spending unnecessary money. You're talking about hard way. There's no better hard way than bluechew.com and the code Fightful. And you won't be spending unnecessary money. Well, let me tell you something. You'll be regulating that rock hard penis with bluechew.com and the code Fightful. Get your first shipment free when you use that code Fightful. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work. You've heard about that active ingredient for years, if not decades. But maybe back then you didn't feel like you needed it. Now you feel like you do. You want that road warrior confidence, that main event level performance? Use Blue Chew. Uh-oh, look at that. You'll be posing just like that. It'll be a super dick party with Blue Chew. Prescribed online, and if approved, shipped straight to your door discreetly and privately. That way nobody knows what you're getting in the mail, but they know what you're slanging afterwards. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Get your first shipment free when you use that code Fightful. Just pay $5 shipping. Do you have the Eric figure there? Rock Hard Eric Shins?
I don't believe I do. Nope.
Well, you can. Let me tell you. That's a, well, I don't know how many inches the figure is, but let me tell you, if you want a Rock Hard Eric Shins figure erected, use Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL. Got a few more super chats and humper chats. George says, love your stuff. Appreciate you guys. Fightful show in London for All In. I will be making a very quick trip in. I just booked that. I land Saturday. I leave Monday. And I'm going to try my best to make it home in time to watch or cover WWE Raw that Monday.
You booked London again for All In?
Yes, I did.
You didn't tell me nothing about this. This is all right. Me. Congratulations.
Yep. Congratulations.
Interesting.
The invoice will be very interesting this week.
I contemplated going to that show potentially.
Yeah, I'm going to it. Maggie of Coexisting from Robin Maggie is making that trip. She doesn't travel as much. I'm very excited for her, but yeah, I'm going to make that trip. It's going to be very quick in and out. But yeah, I figure I was like, when I saw the numbers, I was like, all right, I got to go to this thing. I gotta go there, but
must be nice to see the numbers.
What?
I never saw the numbers.
What numbers?
Are you talking about the attendance numbers or are you talking about the travel numbers?
The ticket numbers.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the ticket sales. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, buddy. You're about to see those travel numbers.
I know I am. Good for
G Bro says, hey, Jimmy, while in the UK, are you going to SawCon?
Am I going to who?
SawCon.
The heck is that?
SawCon these nuts! Joker says, I feel like Orange Cassidy's runs with the belt is awful. The injury angle just feels like he's burying all of his opponents. None of them can beat an injured guy. I completely disagree. He has been the workhorse champion to the point where I think that his title has taken over the TNT title, Jimmy. I think that Orange Cassidy has really proven his worth in the ring with this title. I know he's not for everybody, but I look at this and I'm like, man, he's showing that he's a fighting champion, even through injury. I think he's doing great.
He is kind of like their Gunther in that he is defending it against everybody. As a wrestling fan, I'm not crazy about the Orange Cassidy character, but I know that the guy can go.
Yeah.
What are they all laughing at? The SawCon bullshit? Come on, people. You're entertained too easily.
Thank God they are. Thank God they are. Look who you've got on your roster.
I guess so. Yeah, I suppose.
Bless them. I love them.
Yeah, bless them. Bless them.
Oh my God. We got K775 says, do you think Becky Trish stays as a one-on-one feud, or do you think they can rope others in to maybe give them a feud? I think you could rope some people in. I don't know if you want Trish's singles match to be used on somebody else before then, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't know if you want to have her wrestle on Raw, but if you do, that could maybe remove some of the luster of the Becky Trish match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you saying. I think the program is dying a slow death. Do you think they do it Night of Champions, or do you think they wait for Money in the Bank? Or Summer? No, SummerSlam's too far away. Do you think they're going to do Night of Champions?
I think they'll wait till SummerSlam.
You think they're going to wait till SummerSlam?
I think they'll wait till SummerSlam. I think that Becky being out for a few weeks actually bought them a little bit of time, and I think is good. I love the angle Monday where Trish did the Shawn Michaels, but it was reversed where she played it, she teased it, and then Becky showed up, and Becky socked her. Like, I thought that was really cool. That was probably my favorite part of the angle. I really, really like it. Yeah. We got Jake saying, you're welcome, Sean. Well, thank you so much. Don, buddy, I've been asking Patreon about this forever. Says, the real question is, when can we start gifting Patreon memberships? So, a little background on that, and we're about to hop over to FightfulSelect.com. For a long time, I just branded it FightfulSelect.com. Never mentioned Patreon at all because Jimmy and I had plans to move it off that platform. Now we have so many subscribers that it makes more sense to stay there. About once every couple months, I send a list of things to Patreon that I wish they would work on. And fortunately, because of our place on their rankings, sometimes they'll listen to us. I was the biggest proponent of them doing anniversary billing. The billing at the beginning of the month was good for us. We could get $5 out of somebody for a day of coverage, but I didn't think it was fair to our viewers. And finally, they did that. To me, if you can gift YouTube memberships and Twitch memberships, you should be able to gift Patreon memberships. And believe me, that's a big one that I've been pushing for very, very heavily.
At least promo codes. At the very least, promo codes.
They don't want to do comps because they're like, where does that benefit us? And I'm like, well, I think you got to understand for what we do, if we are able to give comps to people in the media, or you all would not believe how many millionaire wrestlers want comps.
I've been asked as well. Yep.
You would not believe it. Also, you would not believe how many millionaire wrestlers still use their emails from the 1990s or 2000s. That is very hilarious to me as well. But we got Brandon Joseph saying, was my super chat read? I must have missed it. You know what, Brandon? I will go up and check it real quick. But what are some Patreon features you'd like to see changed? I will be posting something on Fightful Select this week where I poll the audience. I want to know what you guys want on Fightful Select. What would make you re-up? What would make you subscribe?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question to ask the viewers here. I mean, I think promo codes would be beneficial. It'd be great if we could do promotions that way. Gifting them, like you said, I think is a great idea. And I agree with what you're saying, too. I understand Patreon's mentality of, well, we don't benefit from, say, a promo code. Long-term, you will.
Yeah.
Right? Don't think short-term, think long-term. So,
Brandon Joseph, we did read this one, actually.
Oh, about the upfronts.
Yeah. Do I think there's a major, AEW might have a major debut plan for the TD Garden show in Boston? I think they know that people are going to assume that. Mm. I think that they definitely know that people are going to assume that.
I mean, it's also a strong wrestling market too, right?
Yeah.
There's other reasons why they'd want to go there aside from the fact that, you know, Mercedes Moné happens to be from there.
Dr. Yost says, I left a show about the writer strike and if it would affect the upcoming deals for AEW and WWE. I don't think that these companies are operating on the assumption that the writer strike will continue to the point to where it would even affect the re-ups or anything like that. Because we're talking like months and months and months down the line. I would expect the writer strike to be over this summer or this year. Like, I don't think that that's being considered. I don't think that's a thing. Dr. I can't pronounce that, says, one more comment about the AEW Boston thing. Before people work themselves into a shoot, maybe they booked TD because I don't know what this is.
Cardoff El Salat. There's his name.
There you go. Because that was unavailable.
Maybe
I don't have any insight onto why they booked that venue, but I will find out more information today.
What is a Gannis? What's that?
Listen, I don't know. Okay. Sometimes people, I'm not getting got with the things that you get got with, Jimmy.
He says the arena they typically run there.
Okay.
Okay.
I am unfamiliar with the building name that they run there. But
by the way, I love how you say, I'm not going to get got the way that I get got. You think I give a shit, Sean?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Guys, we are wrapping up. We're heading over to FightfulSelect.com. Spencer says, I'm in North Carolina. Is WrestleCade a must? I will put it like this. I have never been to a WrestleMania. This will be my fourth WrestleCade, and I will go as long as they will have me there. I have never been treated better by a convention or a situation than WrestleCade. I love it. Go back and watch some of the wrestling stuff there from last year. There were thousands of people there for their shows, like Dax versus Speedball is a match that happened there. It is an absolute must watch. I love it. It is a fun weekend for me. It's a work weekend, but it's also a lot of fun. Joseph Gillum said, well, how would y'all feel if they booked Punk versus Joe 4 instead of the rumored Punk versus Jericho feud? It depends on the creative surrounding it,
exactly.
Jimmy.
Especially when it's Punk's first one back. Exactly.
But I will have news on FightfulSelect.com on Thursday about what Punk has been pitching. Jimmy, we're getting more super chats than ever on this show. Got anything else before we head over to Select?
Nope, but I don't have much for list goes on, so we're going to take select questions. So anybody who's a select sub, we'll take your question.
There we go. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop,
or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.